Support for Quality of Life comes from the James Irvine Foundation, Kaiser Permanente, and the California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org.
This is Quality of Life, Valley Public Radio's look at the people and the issues affecting the way we live in the San Joaquin Valley. Here is your moderator, Terry Phillips.
Well, thank you, Marv. And by the way, I presume this was no surprise to you, but when I woke up this morning, I was shocked. Summer went away, bang, just like that. What
shocked.
Happened?
Yes. You what? Can thank me for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because I do the weather forecast.
I knew that. And I just presumed you were responsible. Thank you, Marv.
It's a good feeling.
Well, let me ask you a question, a serious question. Are you unemployed? You know, more than 2 million Californians are jobless today. That's over 12% of the state's total workforce, the highest percentage since 1940. Central Valley residents are among the hardest hit. In some towns, 1 in 3 people are looking for a job. The real number would be even higher if we counted those who are underemployed. Many folks are working 2 or 3 jobs just to make ends meet. We keep hearing that our economy is in bad shape, but that things will turn around eventually. So what can we do until then? I've invited some local experts to talk about improving the jobless situation, keeping the jobs we have, dealing with job loss if that happens, and maximizing our chances of getting rehired. As usual, I also want to hear from you. So please stay tuned as we find out how to get off the dole and on the payroll. That's coming right up on Quality of Life. First, a quick word about our next program. Last November, we voted on Proposition 10, which, as you might recall, was a statewide initiative advocating alternative fuel vehicles and renewable energy research. That measure failed. But as the cost of gasoline creeps up again, more and more of us are looking for ways to avoid those painful pump prices. We have some interesting choices. Automakers are already producing lots of hybrid models with great mileage, and some new all-electric vehicles are coming soon. So what else can we do? Do you have any other good ideas to improve traveling in the Central Valley? I'll be traveling. I'll be out of town next time, but my colleague Jay Parks will be sitting at this microphone as moderator. I hope you'll tune in for a discussion of clean alternative fuels and alternative ways to travel next time on Quality of Life. One more thing. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In Fresno, the Pink Show has a number of activities, art exhibits, auctions, concerts, celebrities, all to benefit cancer research at St. Agnes Medical Center, as well as to support the Marjorie Mason Center for Domestic Violence. I encourage you to support them, and to get more details, visit their website. That's thepinkshow.org. Okay, let's get on with today's topic. I am very pleased to welcome, for the first time to this program, the mayor of the city of Delano, Sam Ramirez. Good morning and welcome to Quality of Life.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
And, Mr. Mayor, let me begin by asking you to verify what I read not too long ago, which is that the unemployment rate at the moment in Delano is hovering right around 35%. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
That means that more than a third of your constituents are out of a job.
Yeah, it's not a number that we're necessarily proud of, but it's a number that it's a reality.
Can you put that into some perspective for us? How did that happen and what does it mean?
Well, historically, the city of Delano has been very ag-based. We're the table grape capital of the world. So, grapes and a lot of other ag products are grown in Delano. And so historically, when there are those products aren't in season, people are without jobs. And then two, because of the way the economy is, people are letting go of employees, and so that has made that number increase.
And in terms of the economy of the city of Delano, what impact does this high unemployment rate have?
Well, there's a need for services. There's a need for for parents to put their kids in perhaps after-school programs that they can't afford. There's a need for parents to find jobs and, have to different social services that they need. And so, you know, there's an impact from parents to children all across the board.
Now, for those of our listeners who don't know you and who don't know your biography, I just want to say a few things about you. First of all, you are from Delano. You grew up there. And you are a teacher. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been in education for about 6 years. You know, grew up in Delano, moved away to go to Sacramento State with the goal of coming back and helping Delano. So I've been on the council for about 4.5 years, was elected in 2004, and was reelected in 2008. And so in December, I became mayor of the city of Delano.
How has your background in education helped you in your job?
Well, there's definitely one of the things that I saw when I first got elected. I was 26 years old, and you know, I'd been in contact with many high school kids and middle school kids and elementary kids, and I saw that there wasn't enough for them to do. You know, there wasn't enough after-school programs, or there weren't enough things for them to do during the summer, perhaps even during the winter. And so with that in mind, you know, the city of Delano for about 3 years has created a summer academy, and, you know, it's kind of has grown, you know, from 200 kids the first year to about 500 kids this last summer. And it's free to the kids, and the parents love it, and it gives the kids something to do, you know, in terms of sports and different art, arts and crafts type things. And so it's something that we're really proud of, and it's something that that because I was in education and I saw the needs that kids had, you know, that was kind of the direction I wanted to take when I first got elected.
Now, the city of Delano is, I'm surprised that I didn't know this, but when I was doing some research for today's program, I didn't realize that Delano is the second largest city in Kern County.
It is. Bakersfield, of course, being the largest, and right. Delano, we're about 52,000 people. So we've grown, you know, about 3% each year for a while now, and, you know, I don't see that trend stopping anytime soon.
I want to welcome to our actual roundtable here in the studio your Director for Community Development, Keith Woodcock. Good morning and welcome to Quality of Life.
Good morning. Thank you.
And I know that the two of you are acquainted with each other, so you don't need to tell the mayor what your job is, but for the rest of us, tell us what the Community Development Department is and what do you do?
Well, within the Community Development Department, there are three divisions. Planning, which processes all zoning, general plan amendments, entitlements for projects. Building, that's the where after the entitlement process goes that people, it's the nuts and bolts of submitting the building plans and getting constructed and occupied. And then our geographic information system, which comprises what people call GIS. It's a large database that anything that happens to the city, we try to plot so that we can do analysis of that.
So how does employment figure into your job description?
Well, it's jobs are very important, but our general plan, which is the constitution of development for the city, designates where developments to occur and at what intensity. And so supporting that is what is the quality of life in the city. So the planning department is very involved in improving the quality of life in Delano. So like if you had $250,000, $300,000 to invest in a house, where in Kern County do you invest? And planning is involved in making sure that Delano is competitive with any other city so that a person would want to say, no, Delano's my first choice.
Now, we our broadcast signal covers essentially the entire Central Valley, so we've got listeners in Fresno and Bakersfield and points in between and points beyond. And, of course, online, too, we have people listening outside this area, even outside the state. And so Delano is going to be a little bit of an unknown factor for, I would guess, the majority of people who are listening to us today. So if I ask some really fundamental questions, please forgive me. I do want to come back to the central theme of employment and unemployment, and I want to put things in perspective a little bit. And I mentioned at the very beginning that the unemployment rate in Delano is 35%. It's not the highest in the Central Valley. I think that distinction goes to the town of Arvin, which is very close to 36%. But Mr. Mayor, let me turn back to you and ask you how significant these numbers are when the average unemployment rate in Kern County now stands at 14.5% and statewide around 12. I mean, these are staggering numbers, and we're talking about thousands of people here in the Central Valley, millions statewide. I want to come back to this human question, and so if you will, tell us how this dark distinction for Delano affects your place in the Central Valley and your dealings with your colleagues in other towns and cities.
Well, it just shows the importance of all politics is local. You know, at the national level, unemployment's around 9%. At the state level, it's around 12%. And what we've tried to do is highlight, you know, the need for job creation here in the city of Delano and California and Kern County. You know, just last night we actually celebrated the grand opening of a Quiznos, which is similar to a Subway.
Sure.
You know, it's
one of my favorite places to eat, by the way.
and my new favorite as well. And it created, I think, 7 jobs. And, you know, and while 7 jobs isn't exactly a lot, it's 7 jobs that we didn't have, you know, a week ago. And it's something that we're proud of. And so, you know, it just stresses the need for job creation. I mean, and I think that as a city as a whole, in terms of City Hall and all our different departments, we've been aggressively looking for ways to either help businesses sustain, you know, the recession now, or to somehow create new jobs. And so it just highlights, you know, a job is important for individuals in terms of their dignity, in terms of their worth, in terms of wanting to do something more than they're doing.
Delano has a rich history. The town's been around for over 100 years. Is that right? I think in the late 1800s the town was founded?
The town was founded in the late 1800s, and it was incorporated in 1915.
And, of course, it was the centerpiece of the Cesar Chavez movement. And organized labor still holds Delano in a very important place in its history here in California. I'm going to play a little bit of a song in a moment that I'm pretty sure you're familiar with, that maybe some of our listeners don't know. But I also want to do this to give folks a chance to call in, because I really want to hear what our listeners have to say about this larger question of unemployment. It's we talk about it in by talking about the numbers and talking about the politics of it, but we're really talking about the lives of our neighbors and our friends and relatives. And so I guess the question that I'd most like to hear an answer to this morning is how unemployment is affecting you personally today, whether it is because you have lost a job or someone in your family has. If you are an employer and you're trying to deal with job loss in your company, and maybe you've got some ideas for hiring people, for training people for new jobs, let's see what we can do on a person-to-person basis this morning to understand this phenomenon a little better and see how we can help each other out. We'll have some other guests joining us in a little while, but let's take a quick break so that you can participate in this conversation. The telephone number here in Fresno is area 559-275-8989, or from anywhere, 1-800-224-8989. You can also send us email. That address is talk@kvpr.org. And so let us know what your views are on unemployment, how it's affecting you personally, and what ideas you have to improve the situation. And we'll continue with our conversation in just a moment. First, take a listen to this great classic historic labor song.
Up from El Centro and San Bernardino, bakers few Fresno, Madera, Merced, Salinas and Stockton, up to Sacramento, Santa Rosa and Red Bluff, and on back again. 100,000 men, women, and children flow on the highway, the young and the old, an unending cycle of sowing and reaping. The long valley's labor can never be done. And see how the land yields up her treasures.
to a mountain.
That's a little bit of the Migrant Song with Danny Valdez and Agustin Lira, written by Peter Krug. And Mr. Mayor, I presume that's a song familiar to you?
Yes, it is. You know, we're definitely proud of our history.
Does that spirit of that migrant spirit and the spirit of the labor movement still exist in Delano?
It does. You know, I mean, there are people that are out there working, you know, again because they want to work, you know, and in some tough conditions. I mean, you know, you mentioned the weather earlier at the beginning of the broadcast, and there are some people working in triple digit weather, you know, for low pay, and so you know they're willing to sweat and to work, and so I think that type of spirit is alive and well in Delano. You know, I've often told our economic development director that Delano represents everything good about America in one city. You know, its willingness to work, its willingness to sacrifice, and that spirit is alive and well in 2009.
Keith, I saw you nodding as that song started to play. How does all of that affect not only your job but your life personally?
Well, when you take a look at the Central Valley, when you had the Great Depression, Dust Bowl, that a lot of the migrants came to California. That I forget the name of the labor camp that is south of Bakersfield. That many people from Oklahoma migrated to. So the Central Valley has always been this mixture of people moving in and out with related to the theme of agriculture and the grand sweep. So that most of my planning career has been in the Central Valley, working with smaller communities that have experienced or are experiencing the same type of dynamics that Delano is. But as the mayor was saying, is that Delano really is the consortium of people who really want to move forward and make the Central Valley and especially Delano not just the second largest city in Kern County but the best city.
And Mr. Mayor, how does the nuts and bolts of your job deal with the I don't want to say depression, but certainly the difficulties of the human spirit when we've been suffering through this, not just recent economic difficulty, but the ongoing difficulty that the Central Valley faces historically?
Well, it's something that, that, you know, all of the council needs to be aware of, and which we are. We get updated of the numbers in Delano regularly, and we also, you know, get updates from our police department, our chief of police, because we know that sometimes those without work sometimes look to areas where, you know, to crime and increased crime. And so we're updated regularly on all the numbers that are taking place. But then from a policy standpoint, you know, our chief job as a member of the city council is to be a policymaker. And so, you know, we direct our staff, whether it be somebody in Keith's position or our economic development director, to streamline process to those that want to open businesses or start businesses, to secure the businesses that we do have, you know, whether it be by offering loans, deferring impact fees. And so, you know, it goes twofold in terms of, okay, what are the direct effects and what are the indirect effects of unemployment?
And what are those effects?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, the direct effects are when people are without jobs, you know, there is a correlation sometimes with an increase in crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, our police department has been fairly proactive in going out there and, you know, making sure that the community is safe, while at the same time establishing a relationship with the community. Then the indirect, of course, are, as I mentioned earlier, things like after-school programs and summer programs that parents need but perhaps can't afford. And so, you know, they affect us in one way or another, and, you know, we're taking many avenues to address them.
Keith, I want to come back to this idea of the relationship between, for lack of a better word, infrastructure and employment. You know, the line from the movie, if if we build it, they will
come. Right.
Do you use that as a philosophy for what you do?
Yes, because that of the incentives that development or businesses want, that you're usually looking at what type of loans there are, as the mayor was saying, or what other incentives. The strongest leverage that the city can bring is putting in the streets, the sewer, the water, the storm drains, et cetera, getting the site, as a popular term now, shovel ready,
mm-hmm.
so that development can access that and say, okay, we have the property, we can market the property, et cetera. So, yes, infrastructure is directly related to a strong economic development.
These sound like universal themes to me. I mean, forgive me if I'm oversimplifying things, but it sounds like Delano has all of the same challenges and resources in some ways, at least on a very basic level, as every other town and city in the Central Valley and I guess in the whole country.
Most communities, yes, that they try to put in the infrastructure, city of Fresno, city of Bakersfield, what the challenge is a bit is that we're in competition with every other city and every other county that is also looking for the jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we need to look at how do we better market Delano, what are our strengths, and how do we build on those strengths. And it goes back to what I was saying about the overall quality of life in Delano, that if you have that investment again, that what makes Delano stand out amongst the 400, I think there's over 450 cities in California. So the role, it's a coordinated effort between all the city departments and the city manager's office and the council, is how do we deliver a better Delano than any other city.
This is Quality of Life on Valley Public Radio. I'm Terry Phillips. We are talking about unemployment today, and we've been focusing on the city of Delano, but this is, as we've been saying, a universal phenomenon, and job loss is hard no matter where you live. If you've got a story to tell about how unemployment has affected you, I'd love to hear about it. And if you've got some good ideas for turning things around, I'd like to hear that too. The number here in Fresno, area 559-275-8989, or from anywhere, toll-free 1-800-224-8989. And you can also send email to us. That address is talk@kvpr.org. Here in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio with me is Keith Woodcock. He's the Director of Community Development for the City of Delano. And joining us on the telephone is the mayor of the city of Delano, Sam Ramirez. And Mr. Mayor, let me turn back to you and ask you about that competition factor that Keith mentioned a moment ago. When you talk to your fellow mayors in other towns, do you get a sense that you're, in addition to being to collaborating on common problems, that you're also going after some of those same resources, like the fast food restaurant that opened recently in Delano? Would they have wanted to go somewhere else? And did you have to persuade them to come to Delano, or is there plenty to go around for everyone?
Well, I'm not sure if there's plenty to go around, but it's definitely a competitive process. I mean, everything from grants, you know, they're on state and federal level, those are competitive. So we're competing against cities either that have more resources, you know, on staff than we do, cities that are five times bigger than the city of Delano. And so, grants are competitive. And same thing with, with new businesses. We opened a Fresh and Easy not too long ago. And here in the city of Delano, you know, something again that we're proud of, and you know, we have to make the business climate, you know, something that businesses want to be a part of. We have to streamline the application process, the permit process. We're competing, as Keith mentioned, against other cities up and down the state. Not too long ago, I went all the way to China on an economic development trip.
Wow.
You know, looking for ways to market Delano and ways to invite different businesses in China that wanted to expand to the United States. And on that same trip was Imperial County, and so they were making the pitch for Imperial County's way down south, you know, near San Diego, and they were making the pitch for those businesses to go out there. And had the city of Delano not been out there, we would not have been able to compete. Same thing with I went to a conference, International Shopping Centers Convention in Las Vegas. The city of Fresno was out there, city of Tatchby, cities up and down the state looking for ways to market their city and invite businesses to their cities.
You know, I must say I appreciate both of you spending time to be on the program with us today, because I know you've got a lot of work to do, and we're going to have yet a third city employee join us for a few minutes, because while I know that you're all busy, you've mentioned her department a few times, and I'd like to welcome now Maribel Reyna, who is the director of the Department of Economic Development and Redevelopment. Maribel, good morning and welcome to Quality of Life.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
And I don't know if that's a common title for a department. I know that cities have development departments and there's redevelopment, but how do those two things fit together? Is that a normal combination, or is that somewhat unique to Delano?
You know, I think they complement each other. Certainly economic development is the attraction of business and the creation of jobs, the use of land. Redevelopment, of course, mm-hmm. is the reuse of land. Areas maybe within the city or a county that have experienced some loss of business and deterioration of buildings and loss of economy in that area. So I think they kind of complement each other. Certainly we do one and the other.
And while you've held this post, how have you seen things change? Have the challenges gotten greater? Is it getting easier? Tell me where you are in the development process in Delano.
You know, we have several projects in the pipe, and of course, I don't know if the general public is aware in the sense of before you actually see the construction of a building or a shopping mall or even an apartment complex, there's so much more that goes into the process that is subsurface. And we have a lot of projects right now that are kind of in the pipe and in that subsurface status, if you will. And it takes time. It takes a lot of time. There's environmental process you have to go through. There's permitting. Sometimes there's lawsuits that you have to overcome before you actually see the sticks in the ground.
As difficult as the normal challenges are, and with the additional difficulties of job loss, you still have all of these other legal complications to deal with and bureaucratic complications to deal with.
Correct. Thankfully, Delano, our council is very pro-business, so they're very supportive of any efforts that we try to follow to attract business and try to bring new business to Delano, as well as to try to help our current businesses kind of stay afloat during this economic downturn.
At the beginning of this program, the mayor mentioned that Delano has always, I guess, been an agriculture-oriented town, and certainly now that's a huge part of what happens in Delano. One of the things we talk about from time to time on this program is water and how it affects agriculture. I'm curious to know how the water shortage that we've been experiencing throughout the Central Valley is affecting Delano. Are farms shutting down there?
Thankfully, our farms are not. And as you know, the economy in general, a lot of different sectors and industries are affected, but ag so far has not necessarily suffered in that area. I mean, people still need to purchase their food, their groceries, and so thankfully our farmers have not necessarily seen that type of fall in their business. And the water, again, we have tried to educate our community to conserve water. We are on a conservation program. We do practice conservation measures. And, thankfully we went through the summer without a problem, and we don't expect to have a problem during these winter months. And we do share our water with the farmers. We all, you know, use water wells. And so it is a struggle. Certainly the shortage that the state has experienced right now doesn't help. But I think, again, trying to educate our community and conserving water to its utmost is helpful.
Mr. Mayor, I've not had the privilege of attending a city council meeting in Delano. What's the tone? Do people like a good fight there? Is there a lot of tugging and pulling, or is it one big happy family?
Well, you're missing out. You know, we have a great time at our council meetings. we offer food to all our visitors from Fresno.
Wow. That's a good incentive.
Just kidding. You know what? I mean, I think a council meeting in Delano is similar to council meetings in many other cities, especially throughout the valley. You know, when there are issues on the agenda that are of concern to residents or to businesses, you know, they show up and they voice their concern. and we take those concerns, you know, very seriously. Then there's times where, you know, the agenda is fairly light, and, you know, we're able to move through it pretty quick. And so it just depends on what's going on. People come to the council for a variety of concerns, some that are within our control and some that aren't. We welcome everybody to voice either compliments, suggestions, because ultimately that's the role of government, to hear the what's on the mind of residents and voters.
And with only about 50,000 residents, I guess you really can get to know people. It's not such a big community, either in terms of population or physically, that people are strangers. I imagine people recognize you on the street.
Yeah, oh, yeah. As I mentioned earlier, you know, there's that saying, all politics is local. You know, when, you know, Keith and Maribel, they go to our community events. You know, it's not very often that you see staff. You know, the council, you know, we shop at the same stores they shop at. We go to the same places they do. And so, we are very accessible to the general public, whereas perhaps members of Congress, members of the Senate, the Assembly, because their districts are so large, they're not as available, to the general public as perhaps the city council.
Maribel, I want to ask you one more question before I let you go, and it, again, has to do with this central theme of unemployment. Do you see, from where you sit and with your responsibilities, do you see a light at the end of the tunnel? Do you see an improvement to the job situation in Delano?
You know, I do. We have, again, several projects that are in the pipe that if we just continue to move forward, and as long as we are moving those projects forward, they will bring additional jobs. They'll bring additional tax revenue to the city. They'll bring additional disposable income to our residents. So, yes, I do. And that's exactly what I try to do every day. Is really move those projects forward so that light, we can get to that point.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to work, and I thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.
That is Maribel Reyna, the Director of Economic Development and Redevelopment for the City of Delano. Keith, if you and the mayor could hang on, we're going to take a quick break and continue our conversation. Mr. Mayor, will you stay with us?
Yeah, that's fine.
Terrific. Okay, well, we will continue with more of Quality of Life in just a moment. Don't go away. You're listening to a rebroadcast of Quality of Life. When you hear telephone numbers, please don't call.
Support for Quality of Life comes from Chevron Corporation and Comcast.
That is my favorite new song. It's called The Delano Soul Beat, and that's Bob Vaught and the Renegades. It is on the Crescendo album, and Crescendo label, I should say. The album is called, I don't remember. I'll find it. It's got the word surf in the title. Anyway, it's part of a great collection and inspired by the town of Delano. Mr. Mayor, do you know that song?
No, I don't, actually. It's the first time I've heard it.
It's a really terrific little song, and I'll try to get more information about it and maybe even before this program's over. This is Quality of Life on Valley Public Radio. I'm Terry Phillips. We are talking about unemployment this morning, and we're focusing on the Central Valley in general. We're pleased to have the mayor of Delano with us for the first time. And Sam Ramirez, let me turn back to you and just ask you a couple quick questions about the town of Delano, which I pass every week, and I'm sorry to say I just pass Delano every week, but I'd like to stop there and spend some time there. I have stopped there, but I can't say that I know Delano. Tell me and tell our listeners a few more things about the city of Delano that we might not know. What's it like to live in Delano?
Well, one, I think that I'd like to extend an invitation to either you, the staff, or even just your general listeners to come on out to Delano. I think that again, there are many good things in the works. I think there's the city of Delano is a great city, you know, and something that we're proud to be in. I mean, there's no traffic, so that, you know, that's always a good thing. You know,
now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Should there be traffic? I mean, seriously.
Do you know what? And I think that it's, what's funny is, as the city has grown, you know, you can definitely tell, you can see that growth. What used to take you 5 minutes to get across town perhaps now takes you 9 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And so,
we can live with that.
So there is, you know, again, you know, there's a lot of good things going on. There's the city of Delano is very diverse. I mean, and so if somebody wants any type of food, most likely you'll find it here in Delano. I mean, everything from a chili verde pizza to Filipino food, to Indian food, to your classic hamburger. I mean, you know, that's one of the good things about Delano in terms of its diversity and what it contributes to the overall community. And so, you know, aside from that, Delano used to, as you mentioned, Delano has a long history, and it, you know, traditionally has been a small community. But you know, now there are schools in where there used to be perhaps almond orchards or grape fields, and there are businesses that where there used to be just vacant lots of land. So there's a lot of good things going on in Delano.
All right. Well, I will definitely make a point of spending some more time there, and I'll try to come to a city council meeting, too. By the way, when are those meetings?
The city council meetings are on the first and third Monday of the month.
Okay. And Keith Whitcock, I want to come back to you and ask you about some of the other ways that Delano is trying to or has succeeded in creating additional jobs, since that is the focus of our program today.
Yes, that one of the very successful programs or projects that we had, and when you were talking about earlier about using infrastructure, it really helped swing the deal, was Railex. They are an agricultural product shipping company that established a over a 200,000 square foot building that uses unit trains, refrigerated unit trains that are loaded up from agricultural products in the Central Valley and then shipped to Washington, the state of Washington, where it links up with another unit train from the products up there and gets it over to the East Coast. So you're eliminating multiple truck trips, reducing the greenhouse gas emissions from those truck trips. Also, it created over 150 jobs for the city. We expedited that process by doing a full court press of all the decision makers, including the Air District, the Water, Kern County, Union Pacific, et cetera, put them all together and just said, how are we going to make this project work? And so the entitlement process, we were able to get through the environmental review, et cetera, in under 6 months, and they were constructed, and they have been open now for, I believe, about 4 or 5 months. And so that's the effort that the city of Delano has done, is that when we have a project, that we just put everybody together and say, let's make this project work.
And, Mr. Mayor, one more question for you. You mentioned a trip to China a little while ago. When was that trip?
We took the trip in May of 2007, so about 2 years ago.
Did anything come of that?
Well, the interesting thing, and this is, I guess, the difference in terms of cultures, when I was in China, you know, we were ready to sign the deal with different businesses, ready to go. And we went with our economic development director, Maribel, who was on the call earlier. She also attended, you know, because she has a lot of the specifics about Delano. But one of the things that we found is that in Chinese culture, they want to establish a relationship first before signing any deal. They want to be able to look you in the eye and see what it is that you're all about. And so that trip that we took 2 years ago, it established that friendship. It established that relationship and hopefully that trust between us and some of them. And so over the last 2 years, we've had visitors come to Delano from China to look at different sites that we mentioned. We've had visitors come from different parts of the world to again, look at those sites that we talked about, and they want to see it for themselves, and they want to make sure that it pencils out for them. And so whereas nothing has come out of it yet, I think that we planted the seed for something to come in the future.
Now, I have to confess I haven't done all my homework, but I remember reading that there was an issue in the city of Delano having to do with a very large employer that wanted to come to town, and I don't know how that story ended. Wasn't Walmart planning to open in Delano?
Yeah, you know what? We're actually working on – the city council 2 years ago approved what's called the Delano Marketplace, and it included a Super Walmart, a Chili's, and 9 or 10 other stores. And after the approval of the project, we were presented with a lawsuit. You know, so we've been going back and forth in court over the last 2 years, and hopefully, in late October, the issue will be resolved, and we can go about, you know, continuing our growth in Delano.
One of the things we've often heard about big stores like Walmart is that while they do create a lot of jobs and bring in a lot of money, that they also have the potential, and in some cases, the actual consequence of putting small businesses out of business. Was that part of the concern that you encountered with this project?
Oh yeah, as I mentioned earlier, it's a concern that, you know, that we take seriously. I mean, you know, residents and business owners that voice their concern or opposition to the project, we listen to, and but ultimately they had, the residents had the same concern when Home Depot opened in the city of Delano, and there was two small hardware stores in Delano.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are 5 years later, Home Depot's doing well, and those two hardware stores are still here. And so I think that Delano has grown enough where there is opportunity for those big businesses like Walmart, along with some of the small businesses that we have and have had in Delano for many, many years.
Well, one last question before I let you go, because I know you've got a full plate there as you've been talking to us this morning. It probably is filling up even more. But just as I asked Maribel, I want to get your views on the future for Delano and as it relates to the Central Valley, but specifically in your town. How will the city of Delano weather this difficult time with 35% unemployment? What encouragement are you offering to your constituents?
Well, we're going to weather the storm like the city of Delano has weathered other storms in the past. You know, we're going to keep our head up, and we're going to keep on moving forward. One of the models that we have adopted and that we really believe in is feel the momentum, because there is a lot of momentum in Delano. I believe that it's at the crossroads of its future. I mean, with the different projects that Maribel mentioned and everything that Keith is working on, you know, we're trying to create a community that, you know, bigger isn't always better. You know, we're trying to, and as I mentioned earlier, I think Delano really does represent everything good about America in terms of its diversity, in terms of its work ethic, and we have our issues. We have, you know, hiccups along the way, but ultimately, you know, I think that the community is willing to overcome and to prevail. You know, we're not just here to merely survive. We're here to really create a life for families and for adults and for residents that that is something that is worth talking about throughout the state and throughout the nation. You know, I believe in Delano, and I think that ultimately, whatever storm we are facing, we're gonna overcome.
All right. Well, Mr. Mayor, I appreciate you spending time with us this morning, and I do look forward to spending some time in Delano soon, and I hope I get to meet you.
Yes. Well, you're always welcome to come to Delano, and so are your listeners, and we thank you for your time today.
Thanks a lot. That is Sam Ramirez, mayor of the city of Delano. This is Quality of Life on Valley Public Radio, and we're going to charge right ahead. Keith Woodcock, can you stick around?
Sure, yes.
We're joined now on the telephone by Bill Stevenson, who is with the Kern Workforce Investment Board. Bill, good morning, and welcome to Quality of Life.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Tell me about the Workforce Investment Board. What do you guys do?
Well, the Workforce Investment Board is made up of public and private business that actually govern what we call the Career Services Centers. I think that's what people will recognize as we talk about the Workforce Investment Board. As I say, they govern the Career Services Centers, and they're located throughout Kern County. Our service delivery area is all of Kern, Mono, and Inyo counties. We work closely with the city of Delano. We have a comprehensive CSC in Delano, and a comprehensive one-stop means you may have employment development staff, employers training resource staff, Protea staff. So we have a very wide range of activities that the Workforce Investment Board kind of oversees, as well as improves our training and in areas that we grow into.
So let me cut right to the chase. What are you doing to help the 35% of Delano's population to get back to work?
Well, one of the things that we're doing is we've received $13.5 million from the Obama stimulus package, what they're calling the American Recovery and Readjustment Act funding. So we are looking to increase, and the focus of that is to really increase people's training opportunities. So we're expanding training opportunities for interested individuals so they can get retrained, get new skills, get new certifications, make them more competitive in the job market. The other thing that we're doing with the city of Delano that's proving very beneficial for long-term employees and particularly new employees is they are designated as an enterprise zone, and businesses, by hiring selected individuals from certain areas and meeting certain criteria, can receive some very substantial tax breaks by hiring individuals.
So if somebody is unemployed in Kern County, whether it's Delano or Bakersfield or elsewhere, and they are looking for work and they're not finding work and maybe they're thinking they need some new job skills, they come to you and you do what?
They can come to the Career Services Centers, and they can check us out on the website, careerservicescenters.com, and it will give them all the different locations, or they can call 325-HIRE, that's 325-HIRE, to get more information. There's a number of different things that we can do. First thing we're going to do is somebody's going to come into our doors, and we're going to get them registered with our services, give them a scan card. We have resource rooms that are available on all of our career services centers, getting them to start looking at the jobs that we have through Careers in the Valley, as well as on a program called Cal Jobs. That's where all of our job orders go into. And then talk to them about other services. They may want to go through an orientation for Proteus in Delano to get enrolled in a training program. They may want to get enrolled through Employers Training Resource here in Bakersfield to go into our class called Firing Up Your Job Search. We kind of offer career guidance and career assistance. But the main thing is sitting down with the individual upon their first visit with us and really kind of assessing what their needs are and kind of directing them into the right place.
This sounds like a fairly sophisticated operation. I imagine it's pretty expensive to get all these services from you.
You know what? The best part about our services, Mark, there are no fees for our services. We do not charge our employers, and we do not charge our job seekers. We are funded from the Department of Labor through federal tax dollars. So, therefore, all of our services are no fees.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
That is not a bad deal. Now, some of our training programs, we do have ceilings on, and if it goes above that cap, which I think is $3,000 to $4,000, then they might be responsible for what additional dollars that training program may cost them. But overall, all of the services are provided at no fee.
Well, let me turn to our listeners. If you'd like to get some more information about getting a job, find out what resources are available, maybe talk to Bill Stevenson, or if you're in Delano or know somebody in Delano who would like to know more about the work of the Community Development Department. Keith Woodcock is still here. Let me give the phone numbers out again. We can take a few calls before the end of the hour. Here in Fresno, the number is area 559-275-8989, or call from anywhere free of charge, just like the Career Services Center, 1-800-224-8989, or you can shoot us an email message. That's talk@kvpr.org. If you want to learn some specifics about what you can do to get a job, call those numbers. Or if you've got a job and you want to share that information with our listeners, if you've got work for somebody or looking for an employee, what the heck? Let's see if we can find an employee for you this morning. Again, the number here in Fresno, 559-275-8989, or toll-free 1-800-224-8989, or by email talk@kvpr.org. And Keith Woodcock, let me turn back to you for just a moment and ask you about this interrelationship between the city of Delano and Kern County. Bakersfield is the, and I say this in the nicest possible way, the 900-pound gorilla in the room. Delano feel like it's in the shadow of the big city from time to time? You're not very far away from
No, we're 30, 35 miles north, and so we're in their bigger economic zone, so to speak. and that as we were talking about these projects, especially like the Delano Marketplace, it's to help establish Delano instead of just being a bedroom community, so to speak. We're not a bedroom community, but all the economic activity is being sucked out. I kid with people in saying when you step outside City Hall and you put your hand to your ear, that sucking sound is Bakersfield taking dollars out of the city. So the Delano Marketplace and other projects, we have another project that was not mentioned. It's what we call the Paseo. It's about a 225,000 square foot retail development that is in our redevelopment project area that will be anchored by an arcade, bowling alley, with other shops. So it's an extension of our downtown that related to support for the overall city's projects. The Delano Chamber of Commerce has been very, very supportive in supporting both the Delano Marketplace and the Paseo Project, is saying that the economic health of the city is now improving, and so that we are competitive for those investment dollars and people will shop and stay in Delano.
559-275-8989 here in Fresno, 1-800-224-8989, toll free from anywhere. We have Chester with us in Fresno. Chester, good morning and welcome to Quality of Life.
Well, thank you. I have a question and a comment.
Okay.
One with the program that you have. Do you train people on actually how to fill out applications? My reason for saying that, I don't want to say where I work, but I'm a manager, one of the box stores in the River Park area. We get a lot of job applicants that come in and have been even in the job force for a while, and they don't know how to fill out applications. What I mean by that is they'll fold the application. The application can even be dirty, you know, after they filled it out.
And as an employer, these details matter to you, the appearance of an application.
Yeah, and even who they use for references, like they don't read the application completely. They'll put down relatives, and it says not to put down relatives. They'll put a boyfriend or a girlfriend as their job reference. Hmm.
Well, let's ask Bill Stevenson what advice the Career Services Center offers when it comes to things like filling out a job application. Bill, do you get that specific?
We get that specific. Once you enroll in our program, and an employer's training resource would be the specific program I'm referencing, we have a four-day class called Firing Up Your Job Search. And we take our customers that are in that class from the very beginning of their job search and how to start, and applications is definitely one of the things that we talk about. We do a lot of recruitment for employers, and we do a lot of accepting of their applications. And like this gentleman is talking about, we see the same thing. As we review applications, you know, they're done in red ink, they're blue ink, they're black ink, they're done in pencil, they're not signed. Where it says for experience, it'll say see resume. All these are red flags to an employer. But we get that specific that we talk about how to fill out an application. We talk about redoing their resume for them. Interviewing techniques, the art of networking. Getting out there, getting your name and face out in the community when there's not jobs that are advertised in your specific area. So we have a very in-depth Firing Up Your Job Search training program, and we do have that similar program at other career services centers as well.
Chester, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It just surprises me that when people have been in the job force that they really don't know a lot of those things. And even some people that have applied from, like, Fresno State, it surprises me, like, they don't fill out the application completely. They haven't signed it. It's a lot of things like that.
It sounds so fundamental, but I guess it's an issue.
Okay. It is one of those simplest things to do and one of the hardest things for some people to fill out, unfortunately.
Okay.
Chester, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bill, we've got very little time left. If someone wants to, you gave out the phone number and the email address, but if someone wants to find a job, whether he or she lives in Delano or anywhere else in Kern County or the other counties that you mentioned, what hope can you offer that coming to you will lead to employment?
Well, I think one of the biggest hopes we can offer, we all know the state of the economy.
Yeah.
We all know the downturn. We all know the bad signs. However, we do see some inkling of some jobs coming in. Yeah, I do a local radio spot here, and we're seeing some positions out of mining, business services installers. We're seeing some positions in manufacturing. Call centers are becoming active again. We actually have a job order for a 100 Wrangler job coach trainees. Yeah, that is a position where you're actually going to work on a horse, and they're going to train you how to be kind of a cowhand.
Wow.
And can travel anywhere, and you're going to start at $9 an hour, but it can go up to $15 to $24 an hour once you're placed in a permanent job.
Sounds like a cool job, too.
Yeah. If you are an experienced horse rider or would like to learn, training to be a professional wrangler will last 3 to 12 months, depending on your experience and how fast you can learn. Once training is complete, you'll be placed with permanent employers, including the Bureau of Land Management and the Army Corps of Engineers, as well as other positions in various cities, so you have to be willing to locate. So I think the big thing that we can – one of the things that I think job seekers get trapped into, Mark, is that – they wake up in the morning, they look at the classified section of the paper while they're drinking their coffee, they browse the internet, do a couple online applications, and within an hour they're done, and it's like, now what? Well, by having resource rooms, we offer our customers a place to come to. Get up and keep yourself into that normal work routine. It is so easy to fall into sleeping in late, getting discouraged, getting isolated. You need to put yourself in a situation where you're very active. And that's one of the things that the Career Services Centers has to offer. And I think that's one of the biggest things we have to offer is a place to come to. We have computers. We can help you do your resume, help you with cover letters. You can search for jobs on the internet. Yes, a lot of it you can do at home, but you're getting up, you're getting dressed, you're getting out of the house. Your job search becomes your job, and you must spend about 30 to 40 hours a week on it to be successful. And you have to be motivated, and you have to hang in there because it's a tough market right now. But there are jobs out there. There is hope, and you have to believe in yourself.
Bill, I appreciate the pep talk. Let me give out the telephone number again. Anywhere in Kern County, that's area 661-325-HIRE. And if you want the digits, it's 325-4473. And what's the website again?
CareerServicesCenter.com, all one word.
Got it. Bill Stevenson, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Pleasure being here.
And Keith Woodcock, thanks very much for being here with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I will be back with the final comment in just a moment. That's the title song from the movie La Bamba, directed by Delano native Luis Valdez. Today we've been talking about work, how to deal with job loss. You know, I've been lucky most of my life to enjoy interesting employment. The fact is that I love my work. Now, don't tell my boss, but if I didn't need the money, I'd probably do this free of charge. Unfortunately, as with most people, I do need the money. About 10 years ago, I came into a bit of a windfall. For a short while, I even tried to retire. And you know what? I hated it. Turns out, I thrive on working. And when you think about it, that's not surprising. I grew up in a culture that valued work. Slothfulness was not only discouraged, it was considered a sin. On the other hand, there is such a thing as too much diligence. Many of us who can't leave the office behind become workaholics. In addition to earning a living, I think most of us work to feel satisfied. A job gives a person a certain status. The most common question you ask when you meet someone in this country is, "What do you do?" which is shorthand for, "Who are you?" I was fortunate to discover who I was early in life. Journalism came naturally to me. I've always enjoyed writing and asking questions and telling stories. I hope to keep doing this as long as I draw breath. For many years, I ended each broadcast report with the same words, to the point where they became synonymous with my name. In those days, I wasn't just Terry Phillips. I was Terry Phillips, CBS News Moscow. It wasn't just my job. It was my identity. That's still true today. My job is quite literally what I do for a living. I live to work because, in so many ways, I am my work. If I were ever unemployed, it would be an identity crisis for me. Of course, the older I get, the more I wonder what else I should be doing while I'm still alive. So far, I haven't found anything that beats what I'm doing right now. I try taking time for vacations, but in many ways, my job is a vacation. Lucky me, right? So, what's my point? I guess what I'm trying to say is that I understand why unemployment is such a big problem. It's not only about the money. Work gives us purpose. It's also where we meet our friends and oftentimes where we meet our life partners, our spouses. If we're lucky, it gives us satisfaction. Why else were those little guys always singing?
Hi-ho! Hi-ho!
That, of course, is from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the 1937 Walt Disney animated classic. Before I go, I want to mention a book that I read not long ago. It's called The First 60 Seconds by Dan Burns, and it helps you prepare for job interviews. I highly recommend it. It's good information and very entertaining. Well, that is our program. I want to thank today's guests, and thank you for listening. Next time on Quality of Life, Jay Parks will be sitting at this microphone talking about Proposition 10, alternative fuels, and alternative transportation. Don't forget that Valley Public Radio rebroadcasts Quality of Life every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. As always, you can subscribe to the free Quality of Life podcast by visiting our website, kvpr.org. All of us here look forward to hearing what you think. Send email to talk@kvpr.org. or regular mail to 3437 West Shaw Avenue, Suite 101, Fresno, California, 93711. My thanks to audio engineer Marv Allen, production manager Don Weaver, producer Mark Thomas, and executive producer Jim Myers. And until next time, I'm Terry Phillips reminding you, it's not only the quantity that counts, it's the quality of life.
Support for Quality of Life comes from the James Irvine Foundation, Kaiser Permanente, and the California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org.